Morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, December 21st. My name is Will. I'm going to run through today's morning brief, starting with a look at performance yesterday from the major areas. Gold at the top of the leaderboard with a gain of about 1.7%. Pretty notable chart break as well, which I'll highlight in just a moment. On the downside, we saw the US dollar cool and to continue its descent. Everything else was right around flat. Crude oil up about 1%, but in recent months, that really hasn't been an event given the volatility there. Equities really hung around the flat line. No notable chart movements from those major equity areas today, but certainly some others that we'll highlight. Starting with gold, though, fourth consecutive point figure buy signal yesterday at 1820. This is the most consecutive point figure buy signals we've seen on the default chart for gold since the late summer months of 2021. I think the move yesterday was also notable because we more firmly moved above the August rally highs, which were at 1800. Those looking for the next level of resistance, I would put it around 1870. Those were your highs from June of this year. Precious metals have rotated into some of our more commodities-based models and made some moves on our macro indicator. So if you're in the commodity space, maybe this is something to start considering or adding to on pullbacks. For fixed income, two charts I want to highlight. First is the ag, taking out some near-term support at 98.80 and 98.40. The next level of support for the ag is not until 97. I think most of this is going to be attributed to interest rates finding a bit of a near-term floor. We can see that on the chart of the U.S. 10-year yield, TNX, got back to a buy signal at the end of last week, then added an X at 3.7% yesterday. Point being, I think 3.45% down here is a near-term bottom on the 10-year that we've seen put in. So that's a level to watch. A couple equity-based sector funds I want to highlight. First is a consumer discretionary select sector spider fund, XLY. With movement yesterday, we cleared below our June lows and also from earlier in November. So 130 is going to be a new year-to-date low for XLY, and I believe also a trailing 52-week low now for XLY as well. So continuing to see some weakness there. No real support, I'd say, identifiable. Maybe we look to the June 2020 lows at 122 and 124. That would probably make sense to me, maybe to see some support around those levels. On the upside, looks to be some firm resistance at 146. Also want to highlight XLRE. This is the Spider Sector Real Estate Fund. Still just an abysmal fund score of 0.5, but what I want to highlight is this actually violated its trend line. It was in this nice little upturn, and this upside recovery actually got back into a positive trend briefly, and then in the past week failed, broke through its bullish support line again, back into a negative trend. So not something you'd like to see. Looked to be a pretty promising near-term recovery given the consecutive buy signals and trend break, but with that recent breakdown, the laggard sector of real estate, at least broadly speaking here, hasn't been able to stick that out. Some individual stocks to mention. First is Apple. We stuck this one on Twitter yesterday, but I want to highlight it today because it's sitting at its June 2022 lows at 130. That's an important level to watch for Apple. Of course, one of the biggest stocks in the market, has a huge market weighting and performance. So keeping an eye on 130 for Apple is going to be important. After that, you're probably looking to the March 2021 lows situated between 118 and 120. Another individual stock to mention is going to be Nike. I mentioned yesterday morning they were coming out with earnings in the afternoon. They did so, and the stock's up about 10% pre-market. It's going to put you right around 114, which in one sense gives you a higher bottom, which is nice, the potential for a second consecutive buy signal. But do note you're going to have 118, which is your August high, and then 122 is your June high from this year. Both of those areas were notable points of resistance, so I would keep that in mind, especially given that it's still going to be a one-attribute stock. Those are the takeaways for today. Thank you for your time, and Dave will be with you all tomorrow morning.